Joining us right now on the Midday Report is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. I'm sorry I'm a little tardy today. I apologize.
Not a problem, Mr. Mayor. So the first thing I wanted to ask you about, are there any efforts, updates regarding the budget deficit situation?
No, we're still actually going through the process as the school committee. We're going to have an independent external audit firm. We were able last week to select four community members. There's going to be three permanent, one alternate, that are going to help us doing the interview process for the audits, companies that are going to apply for the job. So, you know, I look forward to it. I am looking forward to finding out how it happened and then take corrective action so it can never happen again. But that's kind of the latest we are right there. And I know you're going to ask me the latest on Brockton Hospital as well. So
indeed I am.
Brockton Hospital is still status quo. I meet with them weekly on Zooms. You know, the projection is to open up as soon as possible. They're still working with their electrical contracting company to get that up and going. And they're going to be doing it in phases. So, you know, I do expect additional openings on site, you know, around the holiday season. And again, I would suspect more opening into the new calendar year as well.
Now, speaking of hospitals, of course, we did have a shutdown of one of the city's hospitals, Good Samaritan.
Yeah, so Saturday morning I was out cutting my grass and I was notified that we were having an issue up there with electrical power outage impacting some of the hospital. I want to thank everybody that was involved. I mean, the city staff, I had the police chief, the fire chief, the building superintendent, DPW, Board of Health, Dr. Rick Herman, our medical consultant, Neighborhood Health Center, Brockton Hospital, DPH from the state, the governor reached out to me, lieutenant governor. We worked together with Good Sam. I went on site. Again, there was some flooding, some water damage that shorted some of the power there, but to the credit of everybody, and the staff at the hospital was phenomenal. But, you know, we had to do some evacuation, right? The labor and delivery had to be closed. The OR had to be closed. ER was on code black, meaning no ambulance services, but walk-in clinics, walk-in patients were still allowed. But within hours, we had a plan in place. We had three Zooms that day, 11:30, 2 o'clock, and 5 o'clock, and I was still chatting with people past midnight. So at 8:30 the next morning, it was back operational. So again, it's about collaborating, and we got it done. So I'm really proud of the team effort.
And what's also going on with the public safety building?
Yeah, I mean, if you happen to be on Warren Ave today or tomorrow, you're gonna be amazed. The entire building is pretty much gone, other than the West Elm Street entrance, which we're keeping. We've already safeguarded the steps, the granite steps that are original to the property, the granite pillars that are original to the property, the archway. They're all going to be incorporated into the new construction building. So, again, $98 million public safety building, and it's going to be really a game changer for the four departments, police, fire, IT, and Brockton Emergency Management. So there's a lot of progress going on. Unfortunately, as a result of the progress, some detours and some traffic flows, but it's going to be a short-term inconvenience for a long-term, unbelievable project in the City of Champions.
Now, also, Mr. Mayor, when we started talking, it was mostly due during the COVID pandemic, and while things have improved greatly from where they were, it appears COVID's reemerging a bit again.
We're seeing an uptick in COVID cases. That's a fact. The Board of Health has already been giving out some of the most recent vaccines for COVID. They're also doing flu shots right now. We want to make sure we safeguard from influenza coming into the fall. We're also seeing an uptick in TB cases here in the city of Brockton. We have 10 confirmed cases. Back in 2018, we had 7 confirmed cases. So there's an uptick there. So again, you know, our Board of Health is working with all the clinicians. We have a 2 o'clock call every single Friday. And those are all the medical providers in Brockton, plus DPH, to try to track the TB cases. But, again, the COVID numbers are real. We're still giving out test kits, and we're still giving out masks if people want them. But, you know, the best thing is to be safe. And, you know, if you have been vaccinated before and you qualify for the new vaccine, which I do, I can't wait to get mine. But, again, that's a personal decision. But, again, the uptick is real, not just in Brockton, but, you know, throughout the nation.
And Mr. Mayor, I did want to ask your kind of thoughts on something that's happening very much outside of Brockton. I've got the ongoing situation in Israel. Have you been getting any feedback about what's going on there or anything you'd like to comment on that situation?
Yeah, I mean, my prayers are with Israel. I mean, it's just a horrible massacre of terrorism. And, you know, I'm just, like anybody here, watching it from afar, just absolutely appalled as a human being of what's going on. So, again, my thoughts and prayers. You know, we used to have, growing up in Brockton, a large Jewish population. We had three temples here in Brockton when I was growing up. We don't have any temples anymore. They're in neighboring communities. But from my perspective, you know, I am just really appalled of just the treatment of fellow human beings. So, again, as a Christian and as a Catholic, my thoughts and prayers.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. We do appreciate you speaking with us, and have a good rest of the week.
You too, Dan. Thank you. Be well.